A federal appeals court today put a stop to the Bush administration's offshore lease plan that would have allowed oil and gas exploration and development over millions of acres of the Outer Continental Shelf, or OCS, area of the Chukchi, Beaufort, and Bering Seas. The unanimous legal opinion from the three-judge panel effectively halts all upcoming leases in the Bristol Bay area, as well as the Gulf of Mexico and areas of the Atlantic Ocean off Virginia's coast. The Chukchi sale that was held in February of 2008 in Anchorage, bids brought in nearly $2.7 billion, the most of any offshore sale in Alaska history. Shell Alaska totaled the highest in bids at $2.1 billion. A Shell spokesman declined to talk about what this may mean for the future of their lease plans in the Arctic, saying they were reviewing the decision and it was premature to comment. Peter Van Tine is the Anchorage attorney who argued the case for the people who brought the suit, the Native Village of Point Hope, the Alaska Wilderness League, and the Pacific Environment. Van Tine says the law requires that a balance between impacting the ecosystem against the amount of oil that could be retrieved has to be struck. He says the Bush administration did not do that. He called their analysis irrational.
That's a really important thing for the new administration to look at. And what we can say with certainty is that Secretary Salazar is no Secretary Kempthorne, who was the Bush inferior person and who made this decision that was overturned. And, you know, Salazar has already said, look, we're going to review the Bush decisions based on science and policy because they just seem out of whack. And this opinion gives him legal justification to do exactly what he's doing.
Van Tine says the Bush administration did not look at the extreme diversity of the Arctic ecosystem in ice-dominated waters when they gauged environmental sensitivity.
For a coast that is at the closest 3 miles away and could be as far as 200 miles away, to say, well, it's just the sensitivity of the coast that matters. This was a hallmark of the Bush administration. They just didn't seem to care about those offshore resources, whether it was polar bears or whales or seals or walrus. Those kind of things always got shunted to the back of the line for them. And, you know, Salazar has said that's not going to be the case anymore. We're going to make our decisions based on science.
Caroline Cannon is Point Hope's village president. She says residents made numerous trips to Washington, D.C. to testify on behalf of the Inupiaq people who worried that offshore development would destroy their subsistence way of life. She says this morning's news was a pleasant surprise.
Yes, I wasn't prepared for it. You know, we're getting ready for whaling, and I was hoping this would come to this point, and I just was really excited that, you know, to wake up like this was a heartfelt, answered prayer we've been praying for a long time, and it was just wonderful.
Officials with the Minerals Management Service who created the lease plan and held the sale did not make themselves available for comment today. It remains unclear whether the billions of dollars in bids will have to be paid back to Shell and the other companies or whether MMS will challenge the decision.